Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Well, well, well. Grudge Inc. on Monday night. We selling motors. We selling grudge races. My chick's making me some spam and macaroni. I'm getting ready to soak resin this weekend. So, what it is? What is it, Claudia? I know I called in late. Sorry about that, guys. But I had to take care of some stuff real quick. So we got a new grudge racing team being formed by Manny Grotto Jr. called Tex-Mex. It should be pretty awesome. He's going to be the head of that grudge team, leading the charge with his not pro mod Camaro. And then we got Zilla Villa. Grudge racing her blanket and her macaroni and cheese. We had a pretty interesting caller at the end of last week's show talking about, I know it was about 30 minutes late getting on. No one's even on. Where's Brando Pitt at? Named what?
That guy got a text message of a girl getting naked in a video. And the wife's like, who's texting you, baby? And he's like, work.
I see it. I wonder if I had a bunch of callers calling earlier when I was selling that shit.
There
we go. All right. I'm good. Hey, where's your phone at?
I don't know.
Why? Yeah, why don't you get on your Facebook? Can you go to El Paso Bridging? I tell all them to call in. I was got a late start because I was selling the motor. Blaine on the line? Then everybody posts up like, you called and no one answered. They all mad at me.
Why is he so mad at
you? I don't know.
He's not mad at me.
He hasn't talked to me since.
Dude.
He thought I was macking on his chicks.
Why is he not
mad
at me?
I don't know. Maybe he's going to knock on you to get back at me.
I don't want
him.
He's
going to
kick him in the mouth.
You
going to miss
it? Man. I only did have a bunch of callers, and I missed them because I was... Are you on Grudge Inc. yet? I posted on there to call into my radio show. Yes, there is. There's a post that I made.
I see the post, but there's nobody posting anything about it. It's just a month.
Oh, yeah? Post on Grudge Inc. I got a late start on my shows. I was telling them I was busy, but the show's on now. Anyone wants to call in? You know what I mean? Oops. I'm going to answer the phone real quick. We got a 910-0099. Your mic is open.
Sorry about that. Hit one button by mistake. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. We got 402. Also on the line, but I know he likes to stay mute. Why, I don't know. He always has a bunch of good stuff to say, a bunch of knowledge going on in the Southwest area with drag racing and grudge racing. Maybe one of these days he'll talk on the show. How's it going, Mr. 402? So the page kind of, there's a lot of action on the page today. This little Brandon that everybody knows and loves. Always making the call out with no car. Why he does that all the time, I don't know. But that's just the way the guy rules. Huh. Oh, so I'm going to call in again because I was a little bit late getting on, but I was getting rid of that stuff real quick. You know what I mean? Let them know what's up. Jerry Porsche tried to call in, I guess. I was late with the show today, guys. I was getting rid of some motor stuff. By the time I called in, it was half an hour into the show, so my bad. I apologize if you guys called in, didn't hear nothing, because I wasn't on the line. We got a new grudge racing team coming out called Tex-Mex Racing. It's going to be spearheaded by Manny Grotto Jr. Here's a back half car. It's going to consist of Manny Grotto Jr., Salvador Grotto, myself. We're going to try to get some of the Turbo Mafia guys involved. Maybe Jaime, if he wants to get involved, and we're going to start traveling and go represent the Southwest style of grudge racing across Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada. So that's the big stuff coming up. And also, there's a race. I don't know. I haven't really heard much about it. Rob Mob was in charge of that. He was kind of spearheading that one with the Battle of the Cities. We're supposed to have Midland, Odessa versus El Paso, Texas. So, I don't know what's going on. I haven't really heard about that. We're going to be good in September. I'm going to get a hold of Rob, let him know what's up. The track's going to be cool with it. So we just got to get with the track and see what's going down with that. Ouch. That's about it, but that should be pretty cool. So let's hope that works out. That'd be a good race. I know the Odessa guy's going to bring some heat.
Hey, Brother Dale, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Nothing, man. You just talking about the Odessa versus El Paso race, and it's still going down. Don't like sleep on it or nothing like that. It's just slow right now.
Are we still looking for September time frame?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what the Odessa guy said would be the best time frame. So that's what we're gonna go with. I thought September was cool too. I want to race too. So
no, you'll be ready to go by then.
Oh yeah.
We got some hands up. Hold on, we got 575. 0909, you're on the air with Rob Mob and myself, Brother Dale. How's it going? Welcome to El Paso Grudge Inc. So Rob, so we're looking for September for that, right? I mean, that's pretty much what everybody agreed on.
September 12th was the date that we had picked out. Basically, right now, We just gotta wait on the track and get it, you know, queued with the track and everything. Right now, I'm trying to actually get some trophies made and stuff like that. So I'm trying to make it as legit as possible. You know what I mean? So we can have some bragging rights when we whoop Odessa's ass. So
exactly. That's what we're gonna do. Like, I don't like they want to bring these street cars that drive on the street and everything. I mean, that's neat, but.
You know what? Okay, let me explain to you how this got brought about. All right, I don't know if you know who Colin Jenkins is. He's on the Odessa page. Me and him kind of had a little rivalry, and I was like, well, since you ain't going to come down here by yourself, you know, won't you bring your buddies or whatever? He was like, all right. I was like, how about we just have an Odessa El Paso race? And he was like, y'all think y'all can hang with us? I was like, look, you get your fastest 10, I'll get our fastest 10, and it can go down, and it kind of, like, snowballs from there because, like I said, me and Colin have been talking about this for months now. Like, you know, like, both of our cars was kind of down and everything, and I know he's doing a new setup right now, so, and I got my new setup and everything, so we were just kind of, like, planning ahead, and it kind of just spiraled downhill, so we was like, screw it, let's just have an Odessa versus El Paso race. Can you hear me, you there? Brother Dell.
Hello?
You there,
yeah,
can
I'm
you hear
back.
Me?
I can hear you. Sorry again,
cool.
Dude. Like, my phone dropped and came back. So you're talking to Colin over there in Odessa.
Yeah, that's how it originally got started. It was just, you know, me and Colin having our little rivalry or whatever, you know, and stuff like that. So basically me and Colin was going to grudge, but he didn't want to come all the way down here by himself. So I was like, bring your fastest 10. And I'm pretty sure we can get our fastest 10 together and we can have all our grudge. And he was like, all right, cool. And it just kind of went from there. And then he talked to, I think it was Mark. I think that's his name, Mark. And he was like, he's going to head up to Odessa side and everything. So I started talking to Mark and we laid out some stipulations and they was like, they down to do it. So That's how it came about, and I really want to do it because I think the Odessa guys, they think they just got it in the bag, and I'm just like, y'all have no idea.
And I know they have no idea. That's the thing, they have no idea.
But that's good. That works in our favor. So I was just like, okay, cool. So
are these guys going to go quarter mile or eighth mile?
Okay, they want to go quarter. And I was like, I want to go quarter, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really into the whole eighth mile just yet. Even though I do race eighth mile, my home track where I'm from is eighth mile. So it ain't a big deal to me. I really don't care. I just like racing, you know what I'm saying? So, but they wanted to go quarter. And I was like, okay, well, we can go quarter. You know what I'm saying? So, and honestly, we were talking about it, too, that, you know, well, I spent a lot of time in Georgia. And in Georgia, in grudge racing, anything goes. You can race. Out the back door, you can race eight, you know, whatever. Everything is negotiable, and that's how I've always been around grudge racing, so I figured it was cool.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a problem.
Like I said, I just hope the Red Reaper is up and running, you know what I'm saying, by that time, which she should be, so.
I know, you're planning to bring some heat with that thing, huh?
That's the plan, man. But like I said, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give you the lowdown right now. The car runs. It's been dynoed and everything. I'm just waiting for it to get here. That's what I'm waiting for. And I'm gonna just have to learn how to. What's that?
Waiting for it to arrive.
Yeah, just waiting for it to arrive. And I got these new slicks and everything, so I'm gonna just have to learn how to drive it. It's got a new two-step on it and everything. So I'm trying to get ready for it. Colin think he's gonna drag me, but I don't think it's gonna be that easy. I told him straight up though, like we can go to the track or we can go to the street because he wanted to do it on the street. I was like, you don't want to race no vet on the street, bro. like come on now.
Dude, well, I'll probably be ready. I right now I'm at the S10 setups for A's, but I might be able to make it out the back door.
Hey, grudge racing is good. Grudge racing. If you can out-talk somebody, you can win. Just like I told Colin, if you race my race, bro, you ain't going to win. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
What have those guys been? I haven't seen anything on that page lately at all.
Yeah, it's been real dead. It's been real quiet. I guess everybody's waiting for, like, you know, the official date to come out and everything like that. And like I said, once we get a little bit closer to the event, probably, you know, maybe like a couple weeks here, you know, we can post it out there and let everybody know, you know, when they come and what the times is and everything like that. Because we getting real close. So
I know. So they want to, from what I gathered from reading on the page, they want to all meet at the track, then go drive around, then come back to the track.
And I think that's real stupid because they, like, all scared to lead their trains. I'm like, this is El Paso. This is, like, the safest city in the country, bro. Like, like anybody go steal your trailer? Like come on now. And originally the plan was to do it like we do our fastest streetcar shootout was to, you know, meet at Lowe's or whatever. And just leave the trailers there and drive, but they didn't want to do that. So,
yeah, why can't they follow the cars to the track with the trailers?
I don't know. I said the same thing, Brother Dale. I have no idea. I think they're making excuses. I think they're going to try to pull some slick stuff and bring some race cars out. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think so too. But, I mean, that's all right. We got something for them if they do that. That's not even a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I ain't worried about them. And, like, They have no idea about Paul, and I can't believe how many people was just downplaying Paul. I was just like, really? Like, like okay.
Yeah.
I think y'all talking crap to the wrong people right now.
Yeah, I know. Like, they have no idea. And then Vic and Louis' car is supposed to be up by then, too.
Yeah, that's what Vic was telling me. He said hopefully if he's up by then, he's going to run. So I hope to God he's up because they going to – Yeah, they're going to be in for an ass with me.
Mm-hmm. And then, once we get the date set in stone, like, I got some guys coming from the Dallas-Fort Worth area coming down that want some of Odessa, too, some grudge racers.
Oh, yeah. They was on the page. It was like, I think one guy said it was like, are the Dallas guys not welcome here or something like that because Odessa's scared or something like that? It turned into a big thing too, so I know some of the Dallas guys want to come down too. So, like I said, if we can get it going and everything, it should be pretty epic.
Mhm. I think it'll be good.
And then I was thinking too, like if we do get it going and everything, you know, since we're trying to get the whole grudging thing popping off and everything, it could be like an annual thing that we do, like, you know, once a year or something like that, just battle different cities. Whoever's, like, the, you know, champion city can battle other cities and everything like that, you know. Kind of like a, you know, big fun team type of thing. And I know y'all got the, what is it, Team Tex-Mex. I think that's going to be awesome, too.
And that's going to be Team Tex-Mex. Those guys are – they want to start taking over the Southwest, man. As soon as they get their – everybody lined up, I think they want to go after King B first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're building some – the Tex-Mex team is building some grudge cars, some 8-mile grudge cars.
So, yeah, if I would have known If I would have known we was gonna get into this grudge eighth, I would have set my car up a little bit different. You know what I mean? But I'm used to race. You know, I've been in Georgia. I was in Georgia for a while, so they got a lot of 8 mile tracks. But we used to always go quarter mile too. So like, I don't have the gears right now for 8 mile. I'm still on 3.42s. So.
You know when Stan raced King B here? Stan had a 3.31 in the back.
Yeah, when he treed the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that race. And you said he got 3.31s. He boosted though, right? He's turbo though, right?
Yeah, he's turbo.
See, he can pull it up off the line and make up for it, you know.
Mhm. But I was like, damn, I wasn't expecting his car to launch like that.
Well, I thought he was gonna get him. King B didn't pull on him to the top. He didn't pull on him to the top because he was out there. Stan was out about at least 2-3 cars.
Yeah, I know. So that was a good race.
It was a good race, though. I guarantee you, King B gonna take him a lot serious, more serious after that, because I know he was scared.
we got a caller 224-6386. Your mic is open. You're talking with Rob Mob and Brother Dale on El Paso Grudge Inc.
What's up, fellas?
Welcome to the
from Chicago.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, man. Just listening to the show, man. Just listening to y'all show out there in Texas, bud.
Oh, right on, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, try to get in something, man. You know, try to listen in what's going on around the world, all that type of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What, you planning on making a trip or something down from Chicago?
Oh, I come down there all the time, man. Not with my car, though, but I come down there. I drive a truck over the road, but... You know, my car's going to be ready, man. I got oil pressure next week, so, you know.
Whoa, what you driving?
Just trying to get there. I got a four-door Malibu. I got a 62 Nova.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
you got
specs?
A big block?
A
nitrous car?
Just a big block nitrous car right now. Like I said, I'm trying to get it tuned in. We're going to have oil pressure next week for sure. Pick up the motor when I come home next week. And, we're going to sit in the car, man, and just see what happens. We got just a little bit of testing to do. Let's see what happens.
Shit, you and me both, man.
You know, just a little bit of testing, man. You know, I've been waiting for this moment for a minute, but, you know, the finances, man. When it's just one person doing all the work, you see a lot of problems with groups.
you preach it to the choir right now. I know exactly what you mean. My car was supposed to be down like a month. It's been down a year.
I've been like that too, man. Believe me, you know what I'm saying? I've been like that too. As a matter of fact, I just got my car back, so I went to a custody battle with my ex. And, man, she held that car, man, until the edge. Every time she was supposed to come to court with the title and everything else, she never showed up. I've been going through that shit. I slept in that car when I came home.
Hey, race car problems, right?
Yes, sir. I slept in that car, man. I'm like, man, I'm not moving. Somebody would try to take this car away from me again.
That's how it goes. Like I said, my car is a street car. It ain't really nothing, you know what I'm saying? But I just like racing. I like to have fun. I don't care, you know. That's what it's all about, so.
Oh. Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, you got guys that got, you know, you got a category for yourself, though. You know, there's guys out there that ain't spending that $6 like that. I got sucked into it, believe me, man. I got sucked into it. there's guys out there in your class, too, man. You know.
That's how I go. I'm getting ready just like everybody else getting ready. Like I said, it's all in good fun. It's all about the building and, you know, the camaraderie that we have as racers and everything like that. And that's what I love about the sport. We can talk shit to each other one day, but somebody break at the track, we the first people to be like, hey, let me help you fix this. So,
yeah, they always got some good knowledge for you, man. It's tricky, but that's just the way it is. And then, you know what, for me, it's just like being able to do something with your hands. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no real auto mechanic, but there are things I taught myself how to do. You know what I'm saying?
Same
so
here,
I
man.
Probably,
it's my happy place.
Right. Yep. So, you know, exactly. That's exactly where it is. So we'll see what happens. I don't think I'm going to be a gorilla, but I think there's going to be some people in my lane that I could talk to. You know what I'm saying?
If you come down here, I'm pretty sure that El Paso got somebody to line up with you that'll be a good match. It's such an array of cars down here from
anything, you know, the big block back half cars to imports, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they got it all down here. Like, I was very impressed when I was going to the track and everything like that, and there's just so much diversity, different types of cars. Don't get me wrong, it's Mustang country down here, but that's all good.
It's all good. So have those Mustangs anywhere, half breeds all for you. You
know? Exactly. Yep. So
you know, look, that's a mixed breed anyway, so it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Yeah, I'll probably be doing some traveling, man. Right now I'm using one of my guys' trailers, you know what I'm saying? He's got a car too, so, you know, stuff like that. So I ain't got my own trailer yet, so I'm working on that. You know,
you talking to Brother Dale here, and he's the man to talk to. Whenever you coming down, you're going to be greeted with the most hospitality and everything at the track. That's how it is down here in El Paso. That's why I love it.
Yeah. Well, I heard him before on the radio. He called on the show before, on one of the other shows up in Chicago. So, you know, I listen to him. I hear him, you know. He's doing a good thing out there, man, getting everybody organized and stuff like that. Grudge racing is popular everywhere. So, you know.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you this. How did you guys fare, though, with that flood, man? I mean, I know a lot of guys probably got their cars all watered up and everything else.
Man, I couldn't even tell you. What do you got to say about that, Brother Dale? I didn't have no problem with the flood. The little flooding that we had back when?
Well, it's not too long ago. Didn't y'all flood? Y'all flooded not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago. I know because I got a guy that lives in San Marcos. One of my guys from Chicago stayed in San Marcos, and I know downtown San Marcos was flooded big time. Part of Houston was flooded too.
We didn't flood here at all.
We didn't
flood at all.
Oh, y'all, okay. Y'all down in El Paso, not San Antonio.
No, we're
from San Antonio.
Yeah. You far from there. Okay, y'all in El Paso.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all get away. I've been down there one time before in the truck. And y'all got all kind of cops down there. And I don't know how y'all get away with street racing and none of that.
In El Paso?
Nah. By the border?
Nah.
Please. Everywhere I go down there by the border, man, y'all had all kind of cops down there, man. Yeah, probably.
We just got to know where to go. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we get it in though. Rob is an activist over there. He's one of the spearheads with the El Paso underground racing scene. So they go get it in over there pretty good. Always posting up from somewhere around here.
Right, I
wouldn't say I'm a spearhead. I just talk a lot of shit.
They got a lot of import riders out there, too.
They got Paul with the GTR. You got Albert with the CRX. It's some decent cars. There's another Evo around here, too. I think he claims, like, 700. It's silver or something like that. I've never seen it run, but I heard it's a beast.
Some of that we got import.
It's like weird here because, like, here in El Paso, we don't have like straight up grudge cars. We have like really fucking fast street cars. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly.
Like you saw that video of King B Racing Stan that we're talking about when King B came down here to El Paso. I mean, King B has a grudge car, and Stan has a fucking street car on a drag radio, you know, the headlights and everything, and got out on it.
And he ran right with him, I was so shocked when he. I'm telling you, he treed the hell out of him.
So he won that race, because I heard y'all say that, because I know King B is getting kind of popular around here now.
Nah, he didn't win, but street car,
right.
Man,
yeah, for
King B got a full-built... Exactly.
Right.
King B got a built grudge car. It stands for a straight street car, drives it on the street, you know, and, hey, he was right there with him. I know King B shit a brick when he left that on that launch. I know he did.
Yeah, when they came back around after the race, we were talking to King B and Bushnell, and King B was like, couldn't believe Stan's car got out on him like that. Because Kimmy was like, you know, Kimmy's a cool dude, man. We're hanging out and everything. He was like, man, I can't believe your fucking Mustang got out on me like that. Dan was probably ahead of him to about almost 300 foot before King B went around him. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
His dad's car is full interior, stereo, power windows, and a 275 radio. You know what I mean?
Right. That's how my four-door is. I got a cage in it, but it's basically, you know, the only thing on there is just a hood. That's it. You know, just the hood.
And yeah, that's kind of like the cars there. We have here. Like, the street cars we have here, like, when people in El Paso, they got a street car, they mean they drive it on the street to the track.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's another thing. Like, a lot of the fast street cars that I've seen out here, they don't even go to the track. And it's just like, you know, they love a Mexico League racing and stuff, and it's just like, what's wrong with going to the track too? You know, you gotta have a look. You can race both. It's all fun. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta, you know, step out on the track and see what your car is really doing. You know, you never know what you can learn at the track just from racing at the track that you can apply to the street. And I know that for a fact because I used to do that all the time. Just go to the track, practice launches and everything, and you can do it. You know what I'm saying? And apply that stuff to the street. That's why some of these street guys they should head to the track sometime. You know. Even if it's just to dial that car in, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's a lot harder to race at the track than it is on the street. So if you can get good at the track, chances are you're going to be a beast on the street if you know how to set your car up and everything like that.
Right.
I know a bunch of guys that do that stuff.
Well, you know what? Right now, man, you know, they keep coming out. You know, we were saying this the other day. You know, Street Outlaws, you know, that make it exciting for those guys who don't want to go to the track. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. They don't realize that those guys go to the track to do exactly what
exactly.
You just said, too.
That's exactly
you know what
they do. Absolutely right.
So
I totally agree.
That's exactly what they do. So, you know, a lot of these guys who got cars, who go out and buy those crate engines or build them up, they see somebody else with a nice car. You know what I'm saying? They getting fantasy off of the TV, which is cool because that's what it's for. You know what I'm saying? And they just ain't really hit the track like that. And the minute they hit it, I mean, it's fun when you go to the track, man. You know, it's fun, to be honest. It's just more fun going to the track than, you know, worrying about where I got to, you know, stop at on the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I come from a world where both, you know what I'm saying? Like, I started in Mexico, you know, doing all that stuff and everything, went to the track, and I like it both. You know, it's nothing like pulling up to somebody at a stoplight, and y'all next to each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the old school feel, you know, and just taking off. And, you know, that's the fun about the street. But at the track, you get a whole different level of competition at the track. You know what I mean? You can out-talk somebody on the street and win a street race. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like at the track, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, the track is a little bit different. The track is like it's like the bully. Sooner or later, you're going to run into your own match. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Sooner or later, you're going to run into your own match. You know what I'm saying? Keep knocking on the door, and somebody's going to open it. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Another thing that's been happening down here with the grudge racing team here, we've been getting cars from actual Mexico showing up, from Juarez, Mexico, trying to grudge race people from the United States. It's pretty cool. Now you got two countries involved, United States and Mexico.
Right.
And those guys from Mexico bring some crazy shit.
Yeah. They got
what you done seen them bring up from Mexico, Brother Dale?
Dude, that one that we had that grudge race with Stan, these guys came from Mexico, some wicked ass small block back half car. A couple weekends ago I was up there, they had an S10 on a small tire with a fuckload of nitrous. Like, they're bringing these cars I've never seen before here in El Paso, and they're all coming from Juarez. So they got some shit over there.
That's what's up. Going international.
Right. Hey, we got a 336-6800. Your mic is open. El Paso Grudge Inc. radio show. You're on the air. If you got anything to say, we're talking grudge racing in Chicago, grudge racing in El Paso, talking about the validity of street outlaws, I guess you could say. So welcome to our grudge inc.
Street outlaws with they so-called street cars is pro mods and crap.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's Josh a bad storm, man. I was just calling in listening, man. I was just seeing what y'all was talking about.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. We're just talking about street racing or grudge racing down here in the Southwest, so it's up and coming. Like I think you got the Mexico side of it starting to come up slowly. So that's going to be interesting. Those guys come with some money. They want to come run.
Yeah, that's good. I hope they do come. That's what I like to hear. Bring some of that money back in. Let's go.
But so when's your next race going to be, man?
I don't know. We got to do a little. We're going to do a little testing, maybe. So probably we got to be at BET race August 2nd. That's the next official race that I'm going to actually, you know, we're going to actually be at. That's in Holly Springs.
Okay.
That's August 2nd at that train to go, but probably be in Jackson a few times, you know, here and there on Thursday nights, you know, just getting everything situated.
You out of Tennessee, boss?
No, we in North Carolina.
Oh, you in North Carolina.
Oh,
okay.
You down there with
okay.
The House of Hook and all that, huh?
Yeah, down here, dog. House of Hook's about 4 hours.
Hmm.
All right, huh?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Well, good luck, man. I might be, like I said, I'm just telling these guys I got, you know, hopefully my car, like I said, I get my motor back next week when I get home and put it in the car, man, do some testing. And hopefully I might be able to get down there, if not with the car, you know what I'm saying, if it's doing what it's supposed to do, just go down there and check that race out, because that ain't number 7 hours, 8 hours from Chicago. So.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go to Big Jake's race. We're going to go to Big Jake's race in August down there in Louisiana, and then I got a big race up here in Piedmont, up here this way. It's a big track up here in North Carolina. I got a big race up here me and Jay Barnes going to do September 12th.
Okay.
Me and Jay Barnes is going to do it together up here in Piedmont. It rained us out last year, but it's going to be a big race. We're going to give away $10,000, $5,000, $28,000, $29,000, $5,000 small block nitrous. And then we're going to do an 8-car invitation only, like a street car G-body shootout.
Right.
So we got, you know, it's going to be some big things. We're going to get some big races locked in, you know. Last year we had Tony Bynes and Donye locked in for the belt, but it rained out and stuff. So, you know, it's going to be a big race. But that's right now, that's what I know for sure, what we got going on, you know. But I know it'll be some more things come up between now and then, because in August and September, you know, we'll start getting fired back up. It's a little hot right now.
All right. Let me ask you this. Do you have a race at the Z-Max over there?
No.
Z-Max is in Charlotte, right?
Yeah, Bad Storm, we ain't never showed no times or nothing with it, man. And, you know, you go up there, to, you know, Pink's all out, stuff like that. Nah, you know, we ain't never been to there. But, and Z-Max, they don't really support grudge racing, man. You know, you can't just go up there and rent that track. You know, the price on it is just a little bit, you know, it's too high, man.
Too high. Right, okay.
I mean, I ain't gonna say it's too high, but you're gonna pretty much have to have guaranteed good weather and know these people's coming, and you know what I'm saying? It's just too much going on.
I know what you're saying. Well, it's just like that in Joliet, man, 66, Route 66, same way. Plus, they're not gonna let you just pull any car up there. You're gonna have to be certified and all that type of stuff. Everything's got to be accounted for, you know, when you go on that track. So I get it. You know?
Yeah, Z-Max just right up the street, man. That ain't but an hour and 15 minutes from my house.
Okay.
Our track here, man, we started doing the grudge racing here. Our track's all about it. They love it and they want it. They try to have races, grudge, at least one locked up race every Friday night.
So that's how you get it started.
Yeah, our track totally supports it, man. They that's their favorite format of racing, especially on Friday nights. I mean, last time I was out there was a couple weeks ago, man. We had probably like, not more than a couple weeks ago, but we had like four locked up grudge races. So,
hey, man, grudge is taking over, man. That's the, you know, that's the new trend right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like clothes, man.
Right? Grudge racing is getting really big down here. Like, Rob, he's getting a race together, a grudge race against a different city where they're going to come grudge us here at our track. 10 of us versus 10 of them. We're going to have Midland, Odessa, Texas versus El Paso, Texas here at our track in September.
Right.
So they even made a whole fucking Facebook page about that grudge race.
Yep.
Yeah, all these guys from Odessa and Midland talking shit, and got these guys from Dallas talking shit, and all the guys from El Paso talking shit. So it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's going to be 10 versus 10. Run,
yep.
Rushy Brown, street cars. It should be pretty nice.
Yeah, well, Texas big enough, man. Y'all got all four corners locked up.
Right.
I mean, y'all got Houston, y'all got Dallas, y'all got Fort Worth. I don't know if they got a track in Fort Worth, but you got San Antonio, you got El Paso, man. Y'all got it everywhere, man. And then Louisiana's not too far from y'all, so we're 8 hours ride.
Yeah, well, from where we're at in El Paso, California is like not that far.
Right.
And Nevada's not that far, and Arizona's not that far. You know what I mean? So we're at the furthest west point of Texas, so. But, you know, I haven't seen any grudge shows on the East Coast, man, with Grudge Inc.
It's kind of hard to catch the shows. Yeah, you got to, you know, what I do is get on, you go on the Blog Talk Radio, you know, Google them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the phone numbers to most of the shows when they come on, man. You know. I like listening to the show because I drive at night, man, you know, so for me it's just entertaining, you know what I'm saying, it passes the time while I'm driving to my next city or whatever, you know. So I try to get all the shows, try to get all the numbers to the show, so if I miss one, like you can't never get on Dog's show on Mondays and Tuesdays, it's hard to get on his show. You got to damn near be lucky as hell to get on this show, even if you get called 15 minutes ahead of time, a lot of times they knock you off before you get on. So
I know, right?
Yeah, that show is hard to get on, man. I don't even try no more sometimes.
Yeah. 575-0897, you're on the air with El Paso Southwest Grudge Inc. Your mic is open. We got nothing to say. We're talking to our Grudge Inc. brothers from Chicago. I'm the other Grudge Inc. brothers here in El Paso, myself and Rob Mom. So welcome to the show. But yeah, man, like you were saying, it's hard to get on that show on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, Tuesday nights, sometimes it's easier to get on the show Tuesday nights, but it depends on what races went on, you know what I'm saying, what they talked about Monday. You know, it's the same thing. You have to listen to Dog shows basically through the computer, man. You're going to get it. So I don't, you know, like I said, I try to get on. A lot of times you'll be on there 15 minutes before they get you on, and somehow, some way, you'll get knocked off, and the next time you try calling back, thank you for calling, bro. That's it.
Have you been on a King B show, the round table, on Wednesday night?
I tried to get on his show one time before, but I don't have, I got his number, but I don't know, like on Wednesdays, I'm listening, I think, to Atomic Dog Show. I think there's a show come on Wednesday on the other number. So it's kind of hard to get there.
No, they're having those dudes with the King Team, all those dudes are having a grudge race the 18th of July over there in Denton, Texas. It's supposed to be pretty popping.
Where is it going to be at?
I think it's called North Star Dragway in Denton, Texas.
Oh, okay. Denton, Texas. All right.
So that should be pretty cool.
You ever been to that track in San Marcos? They got a racetrack by San Marcos.
No, I haven't.
They got a racetrack over there not too far from San Marcos.
I know. I didn't even know they did.
Yeah. I know when I used to go over there. It was open. I don't know if it's still open or not. I don't know the name of it, but I know there's a racetrack over there. A
Is it pretty nice?
Over there. Huh?
Is it pretty nice?
Well, I've been over there once. It was nice. I mean, they had cars over there. I mean, you know, it was nice. I don't know if it's still open or not, but I know there's a drag strip right there by San Marcos. That's not that far from it.
Uh-huh.
Brother Dale, I got a question for you. What's what's the matchups you think you want to see with El Paso versus Odessa? Because
I don't even know what cars they're bringing, really.
The main car that I think is pretty beast, that I want to see him line up with Paul, to be honest with you, is Kenny Rice. He got that that 5.0. I think he's running like high eights or something like that in the quarter. So I want to see him and Paul go at it. I think they'd be a real good matchup.
Do you don't think those guys are going to bring enough car for anybody down here, man?
Why do you say that?
Because I don't think they know what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they have no
idea.
They're
a little too cocky for no reason.
They have no idea what they're walking into.
Yeah.
I think
that's
the slowest car
like,
in our team, even if I'm fast enough to make the team, would be me. I'd be the slowest car in our team. And my shit isn't that slow.
I know, because Al, he said he's supposed to have his car. Well, that's what I heard from Charlie. Charlie said that Al is supposed to have his car up, too. So if Al got his car up, you already know he's going to show up. So,
mm-hmm.
And Charlie already said he was coming. Yeah, Charlie said he was coming.
Oh, shit. Those guys are going to get their asshole blowed out. They don't even know what the fuck's going to happen to them.
We'll have South T there, too.
You know what?
We'll have
What's
South
that?
TA there.
They don't. That what?
The TA. South TA will be there. The Trans Am.
Oh, is it? Oh, we got Manny Grotto Jr. on the line. What's up, man? See, those guys don't know what the fuck's about to happen to them, dude. They have no idea. That's already Paul, Vic, Al, Charlie, and Sal. I mean, that's five fast motherfuckers right there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So how's your car coming along, Manny? How's your car coming
along? It's coming. I'm hoping maybe this weekend or next weekend it'll be painted. Then we got the other kit coming in. Should be Friday. Should have the other nitrous kit in.
We need to start making some test hits on it.
I'm hoping into the month.
Really? That quick?
But that's the plan. But I got Sal's TA in the shop, so that's what I'm working on too right now.
Were you guys changing the motor in or what?
No, we're just doing some upgrades.
Holy
couple little things here and there.
I was talking to the guys earlier about a Tex-Mex Grudge Racing. That team
that's
you are spearheading. Yeah, that's where it's at. Who have you got on the team so far?
It's whoever you want. And it would be what me, Sal, my pop's car, as many as we could get. Big if you're down with it. Anybody from El Paso?
Dude, I'm down with it, man. We'll have to do some traveling all over New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, I guess.
Like, yeah.
And go represent and make some money.
That's what it's all about, like we talked about last time.
Mm-hmm.
Make a little count for all of us and put some money in there and
do it to it.
Yeah, maybe every race, everybody kick in $100 if they win their money and get a big race for us.
Yes, sir. Right on the line, we got one of our graduating brothers from Chicago, man. He has himself a four-door Malibu. I'm assuming it's a G-Bike, a big block on a little bit of juice over there running around Chicago, hanging out. He's about to get his car running here. Hopefully, what you said in the next couple of weeks or whatever, you're going to have it ready to go.
Nice.
Well, I get the motor next week, man, when I come home. Because you know, I know I'm going to come home every 2 weeks. motor's ready to go. I just got to pick it up, set it in. It'll be about a week or so. You know, just doing some testing. You know what I'm saying? Do some testing. I think I should be ready to go for sure. You have a number on the car at least by August.
Man, you got to put some video of your car up, man, on a No Clock Needed or El Paso Grudge Inc. or something, man, so you can check it out.
Yeah, I plan on doing something, man. But I don't want to put it on Grudge Inc. or nothing, because then everybody's going to be trying to shoot for me after I start kicking their ass. Then I'm going to be in trouble. Yeah, I want to lay low, man. I want to speak up on somebody, man. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? I want to stay low key. When they come to town, then I'll shine. I'll try to shine this.
That's what I'm talking about.
you gotta get on El Paso Grudge Inc. on our Facebook, man. Join our page.
I'll try to get on the page after I stop, man, when I get a break in the truck. I can't do nothing on this while I'm driving.
Yeah, man, if you get a chance to get on it, you can see all the shenanigans that people talk shit about here in the Southwest area.
Right, right.
So we talk a bunch of wild, crazy, off-the-wall shit on that page, but it's pretty cool. We get races locked up.
You're going to get all of that no matter what we do. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just going to be talking crap, which is cool, man. You know, everybody, they don't like you talking about their car, none of that shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's a part of the sport. That's what makes the sport fun.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. It's all about wit, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to use your wit when you're talking to grudge guys. Whoa, junk ain't about nothing.
A true grudge guy, I'll talk to you all day long.
All day long. You listen to him, you're going to be in trouble, dude.
Yeah. That's why you don't never say them infamous words, lock it in.
Exactly. You say that
and you don't know what you're doing. You done messed up.
Yeah, you say them three words, I should think, what? Ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
And there's no backing out at that point.
There ain't no backing out then.
Poor Manny, man. He's having a hard time getting a race locked up with him. Everybody's terrified of him down here. He has the one car like his, and that's it, because there's not a whole lot of back half cars running around here. So Manny's kind of stuck trying to look for action.
I even offered to put drag wheels on it.
Well, you got a big bar.
Yeah, you did say that. You said that last week. You was like, you don't care. You'll put drag wheels on it. I remember that.
I'll put drag wheels on it. It don't matter.
Yeah.
That's a true grudge racer right there.
He has a back half car. He said he'd put drag radios on, and everybody still doesn't know him, so wants to race him.
Damn.
What kind of crap is that? I mean, who says that? I'll put drag radios in my backup car and still fucking run. No, I don't want to race. They're all scared. How many shows have you been on, Manny? And nothing?
Been there for a while and nothing.
I know. And he was like, I'll put small tires on it. I'll put drag radios on it. And
I'll put 29 on it. Nothing.
See, you should go on that El Paso versus Odessa page, see what them fools say, because they was talking about back half cars and how they didn't want no back half cars coming in and everything like that. So,
have shootout, man.
Manny's the only back half car around here. That would actually graduate.
Manny, you got to get you another car, man.
Yo, we're going to build a small tire car.
You got to put that car in hiding.
They have this drag racing series, and they're also called Rods, right? They're a bunch of two-frame back half cars with big-ass blowers, and those dudes don't want to run it. I'm like, really? Like, everybody's scared of this car, man.
What's up with Mondo's car? Is his car back half, or is it a true small tire?
Well, Mondo's Trans Am?
Yeah.
I think it's a small tire car, stock suspension, unless he back half it. There's a whole group of dudes that run around El Paso on the streets, man, with a bunch of back half cars with blowers sticking out of the hood. There's like a whole clique of them that hang out together. And he's been cruising with them because he has a blower that sticks out of the hood. But I don't know if he's back, but they're all back half except for him. But of all those dudes with blower cars, he's the only one that ever goes to the track. None of those cars have ever been at the track.
Is they strictly Mexico Racing League racers or what?
They're not any racers, except for Mondo.
Oh, so they just garage queens then.
Yeah, they go cruise around El Paso with blowers and back half. A whole group of them. Like it's 1990 again. Like there's the summer nationals and shit.
Well, I guess y'all ain't talking enough shit to him to get him to the track yet.
Hell no, dude. Like the one guy that has the duster with the blown Hemi in it, he has a fucking blown Hemi. And he's
That's
the only
crazy.
Thing how fast that car is. We're at that cruise at Hudson, and he was talking shit. So I went up to him, dude, and I had my S10, and I started talking shit. I was like, dude, I'll run you whatever you want. And then you know what he tells me? That our track can't hold the power of his car.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious?
I was like, that's what he told me straight up. He was all that track can't hold my car.
It was a bunch of back half cars that showed up for the no prep, wasn't it?
No, there wasn't a whole lot of back half cars. Yeah,
there wasn't?
Manny and then what's his name?
Nova.
Yeah, Nova are the only two back half cars that showed up. Mike Hunt and Manny were the ones that showed up. Yeah, but these fucking guys, this guy that supercharged, a blown Hemi fucking back half duster, he was saying that the track can't hold his car. I was like, dude, they run fucking 6-second dragsters on that track. You're telling me it won't hold your duster? Get the fuck out of here.
He was making excuses. He got scared of the S10. That's what it was.
Yeah, dude, and he started like, well, I'll race you for $10,000. So I was like, okay, I'll race you for $10,000. He's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, I'll run you for $10,000, dude, because he's trying to put that money out there thinking I get all
the
money. So scared,
you would,
right?
So you'll back out, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'll run you for 10 grand. Like, let's go Friday night. He's like, oh, well, I can't race at the track and I'll pass and I'll hold my car. We have to drive to like Deming or something like that. I was like, what the fuck? So you want me to drive my shit to fucking Deming to run you for 10 grand? And we can just go to the fucking Motorplex and run there. Yeah, like I don't know. The only one that races that group is that, what's his name with the Trans Am? Mondo, he's the only one that races. And his car's
the Motorplex has been good from what I saw. That one El Paso, the street car shootout that we had, everybody was breaking that night. So the track can't be too bad.
Oh, the track's not bad. The track's good.
Everybody was hooking. People were breaking crap. It was like dang, like that track prep was too good that night.
That's how it should be. But,
exactly.
Yeah, man. I don't know. The only one that races out of that group is Mondo, and his Pontiac actually has a Pontiac motor in it. So that's pretty neat about that car. It has like a 455 Pontiac.
Huh.
That's pretty cool. I know he just changed the blower on it, and so I think it should go faster.
That's crazy.
You don't have that yet.
Yeah, that's how it is, though. People build these cars, and then they be afraid to go race them and stuff, you know?
There's no point in building it then.
Yep, exactly. I'm like, screw it. Fuck it. If you ain't racing them, if you ain't breaking them, you know what I'm saying?
Hell no. You know if you're racing, you're going to break it at some point.
Exactly.
That's just a given. It's going to happen.
You know what I hear? That means time to upgrade. That's all I heard when you said that was time to upgrade.
Right?
Nope.
Time to make it a little bit stronger. Hey, man, how's that scene down there in Chicago where you guys run at? Is it pretty good? You got like, a bunch of stuff going on or what?
Well, you know what? It's been raining the last couple of days, man. And one of the tracks, one of the grudge tracks, was flooded out at the end of the track. So, but for me, it's like it shouldn't stop nobody else because there's like three or four tracks that they could go to if they really was going to do some grudge racing. So I ain't really heard nothing. I didn't get a chance to go to the track Sunday. You know what I'm saying? They had the 4th of July Saturday. I don't know how many people. Most of the tracks was closed Saturday. So, but they was open Sunday. I didn't get a chance to go to the track Sunday. So I don't know what's going on. I think they wait until that track clears before they do anything, you know?
What part of Chicago are you in?
Huh?
What part of Chicago are you at?
Southside Chicago. But I've been all over
guy,
the place.
You know that guy Tough?
I know who?
That guy, the guy gets Tough, the one that raced on Street Outlaws?
Yeah, I've seen that dude before. You talking about the dude that raced in Street Outlaws? That car?
Yeah,
I've seen that car at Joliet. I've seen that car at the Grove, Wisconsin. You've seen that car around. That car is a legit track car. You know,
it's a track car, all it is, huh?
Yeah, it's a legit track car. I mean, the one thing I look at it like this for sure. They got to be at their own game when they came to Chicago. They wasn't expecting, you know what I'm saying, these guys here to be smarter than them. You know, I mean, they wasn't expecting that. They did their homework. But I can tell you one thing for sure. Oh, boy, wasn't going down to Oklahoma. I think that would have been an ass kicking out of this world. So,
because he
wouldn't have been able to prep that truck like they did, you know, the street like they did in Wisconsin. And I think that's the reason why he didn't go down there. But, hell, he wanted some money, so... He's
supposed to be going to Oklahoma on August 15th, I think, to go do that big no prep.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to go check that. Yeah, I'm going to go check that out. It's the 20 of the fastest street race cars. It's like a 20 grand pop.
Oh, they're going to have isn't that what's supposed to be what they were picking around the whole United States or something like that? Is it 20 cars?
Yeah, it's not. This is going to be 20 cars.
Yeah, but how are they going to determine what 20 cars that they pick, though?
They already got them all in there. It's if you look up No Prep Armageddon, it's on there already. All the cars are already on there, except for one. They're waiting for the 20th car, I think.
When is it supposed to be?
August 14th and 15th, I believe. The Friday, Saturday. Yeah,
right.
Daddy Dave's new car will be out there. It's going to be some badass races.
Hey, you guys ever go on that Motor Mania live stream TV? You ever been on that? They do grudge racing on there. Well, they don't do grudge racing, but they drag race on that show. I've signed up for it's live stream, Motor Mania live stream. And they have races on there too, drag races and stuff like that. They show times, but, I mean, it's still fun. I like all kind of drag racing, so.
Motor Mania livestream.com.
Sign up free of charge. You know what I'm saying? So whenever they have like a big event, like they might go somewhere, have a big event, you can't see it. You can see it on your phone. You can see it on the computer. It's pretty decent.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, check it out, man. It's pretty decent. Believe me, it's nice.
What days does it come on?
Well, hey, like I said, once you sign up to it, they'll send you an alert when they're going to have their next live drag race show. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. A live drag race show. And it's just like common cars, just like yours, mine, fast-paced cars, all that 8-second cars, you know, 8-mile cars, quarter-mile, stuff like that, too. But if you sign up for it, like I said, the next event, They'll send you an alert on your phone or your email, let you know when it is, and you just click on it and you'll be in. You'll be watching it.
We should do that at one of the tracks down here, man.
Yep. They should do it. I mean, they should do it for all time. I don't know if a lot of guys know about it though. One of the guys in Georgia that I talked to told me about it. I don't know how many people actually know about it. But if you go to Motor Mania Live Stream TV, sign up for it. It's free, and like I said, you can see it on your phone, no matter where you are. depending on, you know, every track that they go to. They just had one in Indiana last weekend before the 4th, two-day event.
So that website is the one that films the races.
Yeah, Motor Mania. And you can go back, if you sign up, if you go on the website, you can see past races, too, that they've already shown. So you can go back to last month, last week, or whatever, and see the races that there was already there. They're replaying.
That's
Live
pretty awesome.
TV.
I want to check that out. What the heck is that? Are you turning a brake rotor, Manny?
What's up?
I said, were you turning a brake rotor?
I'm sitting on the couch doing nothing.
I'm like, what the hell is that? Is Manny turning brake rotors now or what?
No, I'm just trying to figure out what car I'm going to paint my car now.
Are you going to paint it that white that you had that picture of?
Nah, I'm changing my mind. I didn't like that.
What kind of car you got, Manny?
I got a 68 Camaro.
Nice.
Big block with a little bit of nitrous.
You got a cage in it or no?
Yeah, it's full cage. It's a full chassis car.
Full chassis car? Okay.
Yeah, it's...
You get a lot of action?
Nope.
They hear that thing coming down. It ain't happening, is it?
Nobody wants to race it.
Like the guys from out of town that came to race, they're like, "Oh, your car's a pro mod." I'm like, "Dude, Manny's car is all steel. It's a steel car. It's not like a fiberglass pro mod car." So. But unfortunately for Manny, he's the only car around here, like his car that's grudge racing. So we're going to have to import somebody from somewhere.
Well, you can't run with, you can run with King B, right?
Oh, drag King B's ass.
Tony Bynes, you can run with them?
I'll run with them all.
Oh, okay. So
King
like,
B don't
want to
race me.
Hey. That right there generates some juice right there in the town, man. Then you really, you know, people be wanting to step up then. They see you race one of them name brand guys, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You didn't want to race me.
Well, that's a whole different story there.
Yeah. And then
I took him to put drag raiders on it.
And I didn't want to race him. Manny told him, I'll put drag radials. At first he told him he put a small tire on the car, like a 29. Then he told him, okay, fine, I'll put drag radials on it, and then still nothing. So I don't know what you got to do for a race, man. You got to build another car.
Yeah.
We got to go out of town, dude.
Yeah, you got to go out of town. Or you get you a four-door like me. There ain't nobody going to know you fast, bro. That's just how that's going to work. They don't see that heavy car down there. They don't see it go down the track.
Yeah, I want to build a Chevelle. A 70.
70 Chevelle.
Mm-hmm.
A small tire car Chevelle?
Small tire. Big motor.
I got a guy that's in San Marcos. He's got a Firebird he's trying to sell. It's a 70 Firebird. If I'm not mistaken, he said it's a 70, 71, one or two.
Yeah, I just need a body. That's all we need is a body. From there, we'll do it all ourselves. Frame.
And then that'll be that?
And that'll be that. That'll be my small tire car.
Instead of you trying to put small tires on the big tire car?
I'll put small tires on that, too.
I know.
We just got to test, you know what I mean? I don't want to jump in there with not knowing what I'm doing with the small tire.
It'll look a little funny, but it'll be all right.
Yeah, it looks horrible, but...
You should take a picture of it with small tires on and tag Team Venus. Look, I got a small tire now. What's up? Dude, like, King B's car is all two-frame, too, isn't it? Or it has a stock,
yeah,
like, subframe or something?
No, King B's a full chassis car. It's a complete tube chassis car. He has a 29, 1050 on it?
Yeah.
But on a 14-inch rim. But it's on a 14-inch rim, so it's a wide. It's still a big tire. It looks like a big tire. But it's a 10.5 on a 14-inch rim.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, he's putting more tire down than I am, really. Even though I have a big tire. It spreads that tire out.
We gotta get him to race you, dude.
Yeah. Because there's a dude up there in Albuquerque that he has like a 90 Camaro, and he has a 14-inch rim on an 8.5-inch tire.
What?
And he went 460 at 177 pedaling it.
Really?
Yeah. At 50 pounds of boost.
Damn.
That car's no joke.
Hell no, that
Mike
car's
Keenan.
No joke.
Mike Keenan.
No what? That was your tuner?
That was Mike Keenan.
Oh, that's a good
Camaro?
Mike Keenan in Albuquerque.
Green Camaro?
The green one, yes.
Yeah, dude, that car's...
This is Jerry with the twin turbo Tagger.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, Jerry?
Hey, Def. How you doing?
Good, dude. How are you doing?
It's been a while. I've got the cage in the car and got the motor back, but I'm up here in North Dakota working right now.
Oh yeah, when are you back in town?
I'll be back. I'm gonna be retiring here in a couple weeks. So
no
I'm
congratulations.
So I'm an old fuck, so.
Hey, did you hear about that race?
What's that?
Did you hear about that race in September that Rob Mobb's putting on El Paso versus Odessa?
Yeah, I'm not going to have the car back together yet. Still got some other things I'm doing to it. But I have to race on a really small tire. All you big tire people pick on my ass, man. That's all right. Plus, I'm old. That's okay.
Because you're running at 8.5, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna run that 8.5 class.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, after the first of the year.
You'll be ready for next season?
Right, yes, I'm taking my time this time doing some things that, you know, hopefully I get the car down in the someplace down in the low nines. You know, it's not going to be super fast, but for a street car, it does all right, especially if it loves.
I know, right? Well, that's cool,
but
dude.
I enjoy going to all these different tracks, you know, and traveling around. I've been up to Juliet a couple times, down out of Florida, you know, so the car's been around. Okay, well, great talking with you guys, listening to you.
All right, Brother Jerry. That car's going to be nasty when he gets it up, man. That's going to be awesome. So, Manny, what are we going to do with you, bro? We got to... get somebody from Rod's running or Gordy King or somebody, dude.
I'll race Gordy. I'll run him.
I know you will, but we need him to want to run you, too.
Oh, he'll run. Gordy will run me.
You need to run Rob, dude, his vet.
Right, yeah, Rob? That's the plan. We're going to try to run Rod. I'll get in that show with him. I know Charlotte qualified at with a 467, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was the number one qualifier. I think Gordy went 511. I know what my car will do. I don't know what it'll do with the two kids, but I know what it does with one. or with none so far.
So, yeah.
You know, I'm excited about your car getting up. And then the race to El Paso is going to be awesome too, man. I'm really pumped for you and your cousin to come around here and run with the El Paso team.
Yeah. We'll be there. And when is that drag radio one? That's in September, right?
Oh, that's August 15th.
August 15th? Damn it.
Yeah, the West Texas Main Street 275, that's August 15th.
Okay, I won't be there. That's when we're going to Oklahoma to go watch that other one.
Yeah. So that's
but I thought it was September. Yeah, I think he's going to go. Yeah, my whole plan was to take it to that one, too. On a 325 drag radio.
You going to take your car up there?
Yeah, I wanted to take it to your head to show that drag radio, but on a 325 just to see what it does.
Oh, that'd be cool. You should... Dude, when we do that, Paso versus Odessa, you should bring your Camaro anyway, dude, so we can get a grudge lock in for you.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take the big tires. I'll take the drag radios.
Yeah, dude, we should, I'll see if I can get someone to come down here to run you.
Okay. Did they have somebody that said they would beat me?
I don't know. We got to ask Rob that. He would know because he's following that page really well.
Yeah, I think somebody has said that. They had something for me or some crap like that.
Well, they should bring it down here to find out.
Yeah.
See if we can get something locked up.
I know how to hustle. I don't mind throwing the first race.
Hey, Rob, are you off mute or are you going to stay on mute the rest of the night, man? I think he's on mute. He's not saying nothing no more. But Rob Mob, he would know. Dude, I'll find out. Like, are you on that page, Manny?
Yeah, I am.
Well, we gotta go look then, dude. Because if there is, man, we gotta get him down here to see if he wants to have El Peligroso.
Hey, Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know I was queued in. Yeah, I was looking on that page. I have to find it. I know somebody said something about beating you. I don't know who it was, but I know somebody was talking crap on that page. They talk so much crap, you can't, you know, keep all that stuff organized and figure out who calling out who, so.
Yeah.
And as far as me running you, I ain't got enough for you right now, bro. I'm sitting just, I ain't got enough for you. My nitrous shot ain't big enough.
I'll go on one. We can go same kit.
Damn, you're killing me here, bro.
I'll go 125 in my first kit.
Shit, I'm only at 100 right now. But shit, I don't care, man. Like one of these days we can get it in. Nah, man, small tire. It's just a street car, man.
I'll go motor.
you on motor and me on kit?
Yeah.
Oh, I might be down for that.
And you gotta give him, the break. You gotta let him go first.
I gotta let him go first.
Well, yeah, you gotta let him go first, fool.
Yeah, my car is nowhere near yours. Yeah, we gotta make it interesting. Like I said, once I get my car done and it's all down in and everything, you know, I might get a little frisky and call you out.
All right, we can go. I'll go on one kit. And I'll give you the back tire.
Wow. And you're going to give me the back tire?
If I get one kit.
If you get one kit. You going to give me the brakes?
No, I'll give you the back tire.
No. I'm telling you. Manny on the motor, you give Rob the back tire and the brake.
And now that might be a decent race.
And then you got to call your clear, Manny. You got to call your clear.
Call about three cars.
Damn. Manny's trying to hand me out my first ass whooping right now.
Hell yeah, he's trying to hand you your first ass whooping. He's like, I'm going to give you the wheel and brake, and I'm going to call five cars.
We'll discuss it a little bit more. Like I said, I ain't gonna talk too much right now because, like I said, the car is still acting funny right now. So I'm not gonna say them lucky words right now.
And then
small block or
big block?
Yeah, it's a small block, man. It's a 2002 Corvette Z06.
Okay, well then I'll put my other car against my other small block Nova. It's all motor. Well, it's blower, but it's a little 406.
No, it's not.
Big turn car.
Oh, on the Nova?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go big to higher versus small? I'm gonna need the back tire, the brake, shit, everything.
I'll give you the back tire on that small block too.
Shit.
When are you guys gonna bring that car out?
Which one?
What's that?
We need to bring that Nova out, dude.
We're gonna freshen up the motor. This little brake we have, it'll be out there when my car's out there.
You gotta let me know the date you guys are coming down, dude, so we can make a big shit about and try to get you guys a race and get you guys some money to come down.
No, you don't have to worry about the money. Come down. We can do it on our own. It's part of racing.
We gotta get you some races, man.
Yeah, races is all we want.
You can't line up your cars against each other.
We'll line them up against each other just for the hell of it. That little Nova run, though. I tell you that, it runs.
I can imagine.
The little 406 moves.
I can imagine, but it does.
We'll keep something in touch. We'll do something with Rob.
I'll be down, man. Like I said, once I get it up here, you know, get some testing going on it and everything like that. I ain't gonna lock nothing in with you today, but.
Nah, you know, I'm not cool though at locking in. We show up, let's go race.
See, I'm I'll be down with that. That's cool. Like I said, we'll work it out.
Cause you know, shit happens. Something comes up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that ain't me though. If I say I'm a racer, I'm gonna show up and I'm a racer regardless. That's that stupid crap right there.
Yeah.
I don't play them little grudge race games.
Yeah, I don't either. Don't play King B's games, put it that way.
That's how it
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, let me know. We'll all keep in touch and we'll figure out something.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I gotta talk to you about that wing, too.
Yeah, let me know. Oh, you're the one that wanted the wings?
Yeah, that was me, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let me know. Hit me up. I think Sal was telling me about it.
Yeah, I was talking to Sal, yeah.
Yeah, hit me up. I should be posting the pictures here soon of Daddy Dave's wing that we built for him.
Yeah, I just want something smaller. I just want something smaller, you know, a little bit more custom, just to make my car stand out a little bit more. That's all
yeah.
I'm really going for.
Yeah, we did the one on, you know, Daddy Dave, obviously, from Street Outlaws, right?
Yeah.
I did his wing for his car.
For his new car?
Yeah, for his new car.
Huh. No shit.
I just can't post pictures yet. I'm supposed to do it this week. He's gonna let me know. He'll call me and let me know when I can post them.
Huh.
But if you look at the car, take a snap like a screenshot of it, then zoom it in. You'll see my Grotto Speed Shop on the back of the wing.
Nice. Well, you doing big things, man.
Yeah, he got a hold of me.
Damn.
Yeah,
he's
right. Yeah,
got a hold
that
of
that wing, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's cool.
It looks good on there. I briefly looked at it, and it looked real good on the car.
Yeah, he sent me a bunch of pictures of it on the car. He's the dude that got me my second kit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's from what, Nitrous Solutions or something like that? Induction Solutions?
No, Nitrous Express. No, he runs Nitrous Express now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he hooked me up with those guys.
Oh, no shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hopefully it opens the door for all these wings to be built.
When's the next shootout, Brother Dale?
Street car race? I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Like, right now it's kind of like up in the air, man, because everybody's car's broken. Like, everybody's car's broken. We have, like, five guys that can race between three classes. Like, everybody's car is down. Like, man, all of the power rider classes down, dude, except for Paul and Walter. And those are only two left. And then Sal's car.
Dang.
And then in junior, there's still an okay amount of junior cars. There's probably, like, six or seven of those dudes left. And then in naturally aspirated, like, everybody was broken after the first freaking race. So I'm like, fuck, dude, the street car shootout this year has been shitty, man. Everybody's broken and can't race. So you figure other people.
We need to get some of them Mexico dudes out there. They don't be wanting to come out. It's like, this is your time to shine right now. Everybody broke.
Yeah, no, all you guys that want to race in Mexico, now's your time for the street car shootouts. Everybody's down.
They want to take the easy win.
Like, all the fast cars are out, dude. There's none left.
That's crazy.
So at the rate,
no, no, that's racing.
Hell yeah, but at the rate everybody's fixing their cars, probably not going to have a bunch of cars till like late this season or the beginning of next season, dude. Because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, Alex
cars
down.
Bring me off the
drums. Vic's cars down. Carter's cars down.
I'm telling you, get on the underground page and start pushing that streetcar shootout. Try to get some of them boys to come out.
Yeah, I know, man. Because this is pretty ridiculous. There's no cars.
We have to step up. That's why.
Yeah, they do. There's nobody. Everybody's broken as shit. All these guys that race on the underground, they need to come to the track, dude.
Yep. I mean, and you know the funny part about that is. Is like a lot of those underground guys that I done watched and I done seen, like they got some beastly cars. Like it's not like they're gonna be like outclassed, and you know, especially in NA and junior PA. Like some of those cars can bang with those dudes, you know.
I wonder why they refuse to go to the track.
I don't get it either.
Like they should have refused
ain't built right.
To go to the track. That's what I'm thinking. That I think they're thinking they're going to run some slow-ass time at the track and be all embarrassed or something.
But
I'm like, dude.
But it ain't no time, so that ain't no excuse. There ain't no time, supposedly. There ain't no excuse.
That's what I'm saying.
Tech, maybe?
They don't tech them on Friday night.
Oh, really?
Hell no. You just show up and race.
Then they're just all talk.
There's, like, really no reason not to go.
Exactly.
For them to check your car, you have to do some, like, fucking Paul Johnson pass in the streetcar. For real, dude. Like, after Paul made that crazy-ass pass, I'm like, whoa, whoa. You got to look at your car, dude. Do you even have a cage? But that was kind of like, I don't see anybody else doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I really don't see anybody else off the street doing that. Fucking Paul's on 1320video.com wearing out fucking turbo boots and shit from a roll. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. He was, dude.
Oh, yeah, I seen it. I seen the video of it.
I was like, what the fuck? This dude's on 1320 video and he's beating down turbo cross rockets from a roll. That fucking car is stupid fast. Yeah, I don't see the underground racers, anybody making some bonsai pass like that, so they should really just go out there and do it.
And I mean, like you know, the underground, it's all fun and stuff, but it's just like, you never know. You might come out to the track and you might take out one of them boys that's supposed to be top dog. You never know. All it takes is a good light and hooking.
All right. We should do like a UGR night at the track where if you're a member of the UGR page, you get $5 off. Straight up.
You never know. They might show up.
I'm out of here.
Like,
Rob, let me know when you want to work on that wing.
All right, yeah, no problem, man.
All right, later, man.
You guys.
Later. No, for real, though, Rob, like, they're complaining, it costs too much to race.
Is that what they say,
really?
For real?
Yes.
Wow. They better not hit up the track in Las Vegas, man. It's almost $30 to race like a Tuscan in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. They're like, the track's too far away and it costs too much money to race. I'm like, you fucking jackasses drive all the way to Las Cruces to race. What are you talking about?
Right, right.
That
oh, yeah, on, like, the Southwest streets and stuff? Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, that's far as shit. Well, this show's about to end, man, so I'll holler at y'all later on. I'll post up on Facebook and whatnot.
All right, I'll talk to you later then, Brother Dale.
All right, later, Rob.
All right,
later, Jerry.
Good night.